When the Buddha gave a summary of his teachings, it ended with the phrase, Aticitta Jayogo, being committed to heightening your mind. All too often our mind is down at the level of the world. This person did that, that person did this. This person was right, that person was wrong. You have to remember that a higher level of knowledge is, what am I doing wrong, and how can I correct it? You start with your intentions. So right now you make the intention that you're going to stay with the breath. Then try to maintain that intention. Each time you breathe in, each time you breathe out. Now the intention on its own is not going to be enough. You realize you have to augment it, you have to help it. So you try to make the breath interesting. If it's just in, out, the mind's going to go out and it's going to stay out. But if you see that when you breathe in, the energies in the body flow in a certain way, and you can change the way they flow by the rhythm of the breath, by the way you relax your muscles in the body. There's a lot to do right here to make the breath comfortable. As you focus on this, you're focusing more and more on where the real problem is, which is where your intentions come from. Because other intentions will come in and try to pull you away. You have to learn how to say no to them. Again, by seeing that they're not nearly as worth as much as the intention to develop your powers of concentration, your powers of mindfulness. You're lifting your mind above its ordinary concerns, taking the long view, because that's the beginning of wisdom, thinking about when you do things, what are the long-term consequences going to be, and wanting to know what kind of actions give good long-term consequences and which ones don't. Some of this we can see for ourselves, but in some areas we have to depend on the Buddha. After all, he was able to remember many, many lifetimes. He talks about other people who can remember many lifetimes. What he calls a short memory is 40 aeons. That's 40 universes. That's, for us, that seems very long. For him, it's short. Because the consequences of our actions can go much longer than that. It's good to stop and think about that. So you want to make sure that you're acting only on skillful intentions. This is why another part of that summary was not to do anything you know is evil and try to perfect your commitment to what's skillful, and then cleansing the mind, brightening the mind. So it's easier and easier to see what's right and what's wrong, and also to follow through with that knowledge. So right here is where all the important things are. Don't lower the level of your mind to the level of the world. Lift it up high. Heighten the mind. Make it solid and strong. That way you're following the teachings, not only of our Buddha, but also of the many Buddhas that have been in the past. It's good to keep their traditions alive. And how do you do that? You do it through the practice. Other people may be killing off the Dharma, but as long as you're practicing the Dharma, you're keeping it alive inside your heart. And the benefits will have to appear there in your heart, and also spread out into your actions. So lift your mind. Heighten your mind. Don't let it be a slave to the affairs and concerns of the world. You've got more important business right here inside.